This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Taliban authorities pledged to step up security at Shiite mosques as hundreds of people gathered on Saturday to bury the victims of the second Islamic State suicide attack on worshippers in a week. Hardline Sunni group Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack on the Fatima Mosque in Kandahar that saw a group of suicide bombers shoot their way into the mosque before blowing themselves up amid the worshippers during Friday prayers. Since the Taliban seized power in Afghanistan in August, Islamic State has conducted dozens of operations, from small-scale attacks on Taliban targets to large-scale operations such as Friday's suicide bombing, which have collectively killed scores of civilians. Pakistan has opened its air trade route for the first time to commercial cargo destined to landlocked Afghanistan to help Afghanistan's Taliban government deal with a deepening economic crisis. Mohammed Sadiq, Pakistan's special representative for Afghanistan, tweeted on Saturday that Islamabad International Airport is now opened for high-value Afghan transit trade. Sadiq said a chartered aircraft brought various industrial inputs to Islamabad on Friday, and the Afghan transit cargo was then loaded into containers before being transported by road to Kabul through a crossing on the Afghan border. A bilateral transit treaty enacted in 1965 and renegotiated in 2010 with the United States mediating grants Kabul the right to conduct duty-free international trade through Pakistani airports, seaports, and overland routes. This is